Welcome back to the Coach Cardozo Show. We're going to continue part two interview with Christian Wilkerson. Anything else that you want to tell me that could help me in my wellness journey? Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to think that you just work out.
Yeah.
And eat. Mm-hmm. And work out and eat. Mm-hmm. Until I started doing rest and recoveries and those kind of things.
That's a fact, man. I think just meditation being like a big thing for me. I always advocate people to do that 10-day silent meditation retreat. I know that's something that's pretty intense in terms of like 10 days of silence and 8 to 10 hours of meditation per day. But I mean, once you come out on the other side of that experience, your life has just changed forever, you know? And just that the feeling of, you know, being surrounded by people, because it's separated from men and women, but we all come together to meditate in the meditation hall. Mm-hmm. But to really experience that, and then come out, as I said, on the other side with those same exact people that you just like really, you know, you fought with and you fought against yourself and your mind and the different, you know, levels of procrastination and levels of weakness. You kind of push through to see the other side and, you know, sharing that experience of like climbing to the summit metaphorically. You know, that's one of like the best days of my life, honestly, is that 11th day where we all go into the cafeteria and we're talking for the first time in 10 days. And we're just like, man, like, you know, it's so trippy and somewhat mystical to hear your own voice after 10 days, you know. I've seen some people, it's a little bit too intense. They have to, like, you know, go back or, you know, go home a little bit early just so they can really internalize everything that just happened to them. But that's always my recommendation, man. I feel as if, you know, I can say doing these different things outside of yourself, you know, like psychedelics or cryo and cold and stuff like that. But in my experience, those only led to temporary things. Mm-hmm. That provide you some relief, but it's not lasting, you know what I mean? And I feel as if for me, that has been my experience. It gives me that relief, it gives me that benefit, but my soul is still wanting more or desiring more after that. And usually every time I just talk about the words meditation or just connecting with yourself, then, you know, that desire slowly kind of diminishes with time.
Very powerful.
Yeah, man.
Very good. That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's really good. I just lost my thought. How about that? Because I was like, so deep in what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Actually, I'm doing a January 3rd. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to recruit everybody. You know, mm-hmm. I'm doing a 3-day water fast. Mm-hmm. I think Gary Brecker is a guy that's
yep.
leading. Yeah, yeah, so I'm yeah. doing that.
Jack knows
he's doing
it
the 21st way, but I'm going to do it January 3rd mm-hmm. for 3 days. And I notice a lot of times when I do eat junk, I say, mm-hmm. I have like a food hangover the next day, you know, kind of like you was talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and
that makes sense.
And then it got to the point where I'm like, oh, why am I doing this if it's going to hurt me? Have you ever done any of those water fast or fasting, and how long have you done it for?
I've done a lot actually. I remember weighing like 211 pounds and I got myself all the way down to 156. And I was like really, really skinny, you know. My family thought I was like sick and stuff like that, and I'm like, no, I'm actually mm-hmm. the complete opposite, you know what I mean? But the longest water fast I've done, I think, was about in 2018. It was a 5-day water fast, and that was just off the whim. I think that's when I just first discovered, you know, spirituality mm-hmm. and grounding myself, going out into nature. I would, like, take off my shirt and, like, you know, go out in nature at, like, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning and, like, try to find my way around a little bit, just boosting my senses and boosting my navigation abilities. Very kind of, like, some jungle boy ish mm-hmm. kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Got lost in that sauce really, really deep during that time. But that is, but yeah, the 5-day water fast, that was the longest. And then I did usually at the beginning of every single year. I think in 2022, January, I believe I did a 12-day juice fast. Mm. And then I did a 7-day juice fast in November. October, excuse me. I did that for a little bit, like celery, apples, like pretty much whatever fruit and vegetable kind of concoctions that I like to make for myself. But yeah, I've done a couple, but only a 5-day water fast specifically.
Yeah.
I'm not to the point where I want to do dry fasting as of yet, but that's like pretty intense.
I plan to do the 3. I mean, I've done mm-hmm. the crazy thing. I've, you know, intermittent fasting, like usually I'll eat at 7 p.m. and mm-hmm. sometimes I don't eat until the next day at 5-6 o'clock.
Exactly.
The crazy thing is people are like, aren't you passing out or anything? Yeah. It's a total opposite. Mm-hmm. Once you pass that 9 a.m. or whatever it is you need to do, mm-hmm. then you get a burst of energy. It's a whole different world.
For real.
I mean, our human body is incredible. The human body is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And
the most intelligent thing on the world. Yeah,
you might know this yet or might not know, but I'm completely, completely brainwashed with this whole growth, self-development, take care of your body. I just believe way more in myself, and I believe I have the ability to do that. Mm-hmm. If you had told me one time, I'm going to starve myself for 3 days, I'd be like, you're out of your mind.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe half an hour if I can.
Right.
But I see the benefits of it, you know, and spiritually and all that. I'm trying to understand what it really means, but, you know, I'm pretty excited on this journey that we're going, because you take care of yourself, responsible for yourself, take accountability for your actions, and there can be bad food out there, but no one's forcing us to eat it.
No.
Would you agree?
Absolutely, man. No one's kind of like has a gun to your head telling you to do these things. So I think it's just you, yourself, and that's like the battle that we all kind of got to push through every single day to really master that or get close to that level of mastery as much as possible when this is all said and done.
So you would say that the mind is probably the most important in in everything, the meditation. I mean, I probably been meditating. I never done one of your retreats, but I've been meditating probably since 2016.
Mm.
And at first I was like, this is a joke. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I read a lot of stuff from Dr. Joe Dispenza and he talks about, it's about controlling your mind, controlling your body, sit down. You know, I used to think you need to sit Indian style. So I can, crisscross applesauce meditate. And then, you know, he was like, no, you just sit somewhere on your couch and just stare at a wall for 10 minutes be aware of what's going on inside your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you gave me some tips on meditating.
Mm-hmm.
You want to run that through?
Did I?
Yes.
I give you a lot of tips.
Yes, you do.
Likewise.
Dude,
as well.
you give me a lot of tips.
And likewise.
I mean, if I can walk around with this, I'll have like 30 episodes with you. I mean, it's just, you did tell me, I think I came, you tell me something about how you, work a whole cycle through your body.
So pretty much with that meditation habit and that tips and trick that I was kind of breaking down to you with Vipassana, I like to really just focus on my sensations from pretty much like my feet, working my way all the way up, you know, bringing my awareness to like my heel, the middle of my foot, to my toes, and then going towards like the ankles, the calves and stuff like that. And then as soon as I recognize the thought about whatever a thought can may bring into my mind at that time, try my best to notice it. Or whenever my mind notices it, I notice it, and then I bring my attention back to those bodily sensations and kind of keep doing that. And the more that I've, been able to practice, and a lot of other people can relate to this who practice meditation, is that the space in between my attentiveness and my awareness of my body and some outside thought about some random subject just begins to diminish with time. And then that's when I'm able to like really go into like a flow state, transcendental state, whatever you want to call it. And that's kind of what it's all about. Just increasing that focusness, increasing that attentiveness. And like Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about, increasing that attention, you know, because where energy flows, attention goes, and energy is just, everything in life. So,
yeah. How old are you?
26.
Okay. We're thinking, you sure you're not like 7 years old stuck in a 26-year-old body? Dude, because your knowledge, I mean, as we're talking, the producer was talking about you on the way here, and she's probably thinking like, this guy, what is the guy, 60, 70? I'm like, no, he's young, you know, and because you have a lot of knowledge. Obviously, you worked at it.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we go through. Growth is intentional.
Absolutely, man.
You know, and you work on it day in, day out. Mm-hmm. It's like, you tell me how great you're doing in trading.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been putting in the time for it.
That's a fact, absolutely.
And that's all part of the, the trading and working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what has anything, the reason I ask this, has anything really happened in your life that kind of like was like a bad thing at the time that kind of became a blessing that you kind of like grew and learned from it?
Yeah, I think.
You knew I was going to ask that question.
Yeah, no. Usually that's like, everyone has like that catalyst, that villain arc story that allows them to be the superhero, but I feel like for me, it was definitely ayahuasca being one of them. I remember when I first did ayahuasca in 2018, kind of had like an ego death or like a bad experience afterwards, simply just because I didn't really know too much about integration. So I wasn't able to integrate properly. And that was like my first time ever trying any psychedelic at that point. So what a way to like just completely fuck everything up, you know, from spiritually and just from a whole entire increase of consciousness. It was like a rude awakening, if you will. And that really happened intensely. So that was like, you know, I had myself in the dumps and dealt with a lot of like depression. But at the time, you know, it was depression. But now as I look forward to it, it was just an awakening, you know. And sometimes you're just like shedding the skin of something that no longer belongs to me. That's always a painful process. But in the moment, I did not see that whatsoever. And then, I mean, from that, I feel as if it wasn't for my ayahuasca experience, I would have never did my 10-day silent meditation retreat and then another one after that. And then I would have never kind of went plant-based for a little bit. Now I'm not plant-based, but during that time I was fasting and stuff like that. And just the whole context and ecosystem of spirituality that, you know, would have never happened if I never did ayahuasca. So that was something that was kind of like a catalyst or like a storm that kind of happened in my life that I didn't really feel good about. That really just changed my life completely. And I'm sure you can like relate to that.
Yeah.
As I'm sure you'll get into at one point in your podcast. I'm excited for that episode, by the way. But as far as, and another one, I think, you know, with this girl I was talking to for a little bit, I think like most men, they always have that, you know, companion that just really, you know, puts them down in the dumps or vice versa for that mind. So I think for me, that was just tough going through heartbreak and like going back and forth through like this toxic kind of relationship that we had went through. And then just being able to find myself within that, you know, putting myself together on what does it mean to love a woman as a man and not really having a father in my life. You know, I don't know what that looks like. I don't come from a household to where marriage is celebrated or even respected or even relationships for that matter. You know what I mean? So it was something that I really had to navigate through my own and research and really kind of understand what does that mean to respect the feminine as a masculine and vice versa. What does that mean to you know, forgive? What does that mean to be understanding, deeply understanding, you know, to feel hurt by what this person did, but being able to take a step back and say, why did this person did this, you know, just so I can understand who this person is, and realizing that her actions had nothing to do with me. It was just because she dealt with some things in the past, either from her upbringing and stuff like that, that's just in her life. So that was also just a big catalyst for me that allowed me to figure out or understand, and it's still very much something I'm understanding now, is what love is, what love means to me, and how to share that love with someone else. And thankfully, I'm with a very special lady right now in my life, and I've been able to do that pretty successfully. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very, I'm very excited to do this interview. One thing I wanted to say, I wanted like ayahuasca retreat, the ego death.
It's intense, man.
It's a must do.
Yeah.
If you're looking at this YouTube, it's a must do. I'm 52 years old. I never thought the day would come that I would go try, be a week somewhere and do an ayahuasca retreat. It's an ego death. You totally start to forgive about yourself. Mm-hmm. You start to be more grateful. You start to build more confident. Mm-hmm. There is no way. I mean, it's one of those things you pretty much cannot explain. Mm-hmm. I remember telling Christian I was going to go do it, and I told him I did not understand, what's the word?
Paradigm.
Paradigm. I didn't really understand the paradigm shift. I read about it, and he goes, oh, you will after that. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. It's just really, it's all, you know how some countries make everyone go to military? I think everyone should do an ayahuasca retreat. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe that. Mm-hmm. Any loved ones should definitely do it. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
I felt like that way when I first experienced it. And then as I dove into like the spiritual realm and stuff like that, I feel like one thing I heard from this, I think it was like a 5-MeO DMT panel that I was watching online. It was like psychedelics are for healthy people, you know, for people that already have that foundation and wish to expand upon that foundation, and then, you know, that level, or excuse me, that increase of consciousness that they wish to experience. I feel as if psychedelics can really grant that wish for you. I feel like for people who are forcefully thrown into it, you know, like a party and have like a bad acid experience, they get pretty traumatized after that. So I feel as if it's definitely more for healthy people, and when you're ready for it, usually it will come to you for sure.
Well, I did it in what's called a controlled environment.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, exactly. And yeah, the amazing thing is that there's probably 40 people there or something. Mm-hmm. We formed a brotherhood within a week. It's crazy because we still keep in touch like we knew each other forever.
Yeah.
It's kind of the weirdest thing. Mm-hmm. But for you, obviously, you know it's not weird because you experienced it and you've been to silent meditation retreats. And these are all things that, you know, mm-hmm. I know these things have a bad name when we've grown up, when I was anyways.
Yeah.
But just the courage to be out in the wilderness with, you know, people you really kind of don't know, you know, one or two of them,
mm-hmm.
Changed my whole perspective on life.
Mm-hmm.
Less whining mm-hmm. in my life about different things, you know? Yeah. So, that's definitely helps. Anything else that you think is, great to do as far as to build yourself up or growth or mm-hmm. spiritual or however you want to call it?
Yeah. I feel as if, I think last year in 2022, when I kind of really just looked at everything that I learned that year and all my experiences and looking at all my different journal entries, I feel like it was the word community stuck out more than anything. And I feel as if growing up very independent, you know, just again, really by myself. And I found a lot of pride in being like the lone wolf kind of thing. You know what I mean? If I can do it by myself, then I'm strong and I'm all this stuff, you know, but it's really the quote of, you know, if you wish to go fast, go alone. If you wish to go far, then go together, that kind of thing. And that was really the theme for me, you know, last year. And I feel as if having a mastermind, I'm friends with an employee that used to work here, Will. Shout out to you, Will, if you're listening. You know, we built up a friendship with him working here, and thankfully we're able to, you know, keep that friendship maintained. And then another gentleman that's also a part of the mastermind group. And then just every single Sunday or Saturday, you know, we'll just talk and just talk about our goals, talk about our week. And if there's anything that we would like to improve upon, if there's anything that, you know, we're just super grateful, any highlights that kind of happened throughout the week, and really maintaining that. And I think we started in February of 2022 and then still keeping it going up until December of 2023. So, you know, that's something that I would just really advocate for people, is to, you know, find people that you can trust, you know, build a community, a tribe of people that, you don't got to be best friends with them, but I think if you're willing to express some levels of vulnerability, and really just putting yourself out there to be like, man, this is what I'm about. And if you can just share ideas within each other, and then that bond will then grow with time. And then, you know, you'll be surprised what you have at the end of it, which is just, in my case, a great brotherhood, a great community of people that we can just express ourselves fully to and just really just get after life and not feeling so alone at the end of the day, which I feel as if no one should feel.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because when I was first planning to go to the ayahuasca retreat, I spoke to you about it and I had no idea what it meant.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, you know, that was ayahuasca retreat.
Mm-hmm.
But what I realized, I'm like, do I really want to go sit there and be around people I don't know
mm-hmm.
for like a week?
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Yeah. Somebody told me, everyone's a stranger when you first meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big fan of Jim Rohn
mm-hmm.
when he talks about tear down the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The same wall you put up to block out the bad blocks out the good.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to change my whole mind around about, okay, different types of friends, different groups, and to learn. And I'm so glad that I did that, because I've developed friendships with people
mm-hmm.
that were strangers
mm-hmm.
until I met them, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of it's an awesome day, you know?
It's important, man. You know, I think at the time, when I was like, you know, heavily putting myself out there in the dating world, I think that was one of my pickup lines. I was like, I don't like the fact that we're strangers. What's your name? You know, just being able to really just be strangers. And, you know, it's just like, okay, we are strangers. Yeah. Let's just like put that out there. But that's, it's also sound. Like, how can we not be strangers and build something together, you know, potentially, you know, but let's just start with the first date.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. I love it. So, I think when I told you that, I did tell you that, and you was like, yeah, this is my pickup line. And I was like, I'll remember to use it. But I forgot until right now.
Right.
You know? Well, we spoke about investments in trading, right? Mm-hmm. What do you think about crypto?
I think crypto, I appreciate it in terms of its volatility and its utility as well. But I'm a big fan in terms of like the crypto space. I feel like now you see like, you know, Grayscale and all these different large corporations are wanting to create like an ETF for Bitcoin. So in terms of, you know, its price point, I mean, I think we all seen it when it was at like at 16,000. And now I think it's like a little bit over 42,400 as of right now. So I'm excited for the growth. You know what I mean? I feel as if it's something that a lot of people shunned upon, and then mm-hmm. now to see it explode, and then potentially, I think a lot of people are predicting Bitcoin to at least be like, you know, over 100,000, like career highs within the next year. So I'm excited for that. You know, I've been telling people to buy Bitcoin since June, and that I think it was at maybe 32, maybe 28, between that range, and now it's at 42. So I'm going to keep saying it. Yeah, it's just buy Bitcoin for sure.
I'm a big fan of crypto. Not that maybe I might not understand it a lot, but it's I just feel like it's one of those things that we're in the right place to jump into something that's going to grow.
Absolutely.
I know there's a lot of inconsistencies with that, with what people think about it. Exactly. You know, I look at crypto, I know it's going to solve a lot of problems. Well, I think it is anyways.
Exactly.
But truth of the matter, I got into crypto to make money.
Right.
I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah,
you know, same that's, so that's what it is. You know?
Same ways. And I think you see like a lot of like Elizabeth Warren and many people, I believe Gensler, I think his name is, or something like that, from the SEC, I believe. You want to have like some kind of crackdown on crypto. And I think you see like the big names like FTX and that whole entire scam. And I believe one of the CEOs, I believe, and I forgot the gentleman's name, but it's like Bit something. I think just got accused of like money laundering and stuff like that. So they can be like a lot of, you know, negatives that people can kind of like latch onto, like anything in media tends to do. So there's a lot of noise, and I think that creates a lot of uncertainty and a lot of speculation for people getting into the crypto space. To just, they have no idea what it is. And when you hear things like that, that's usually what's brought to the headlines compared to like the actual utility of not just Bitcoin, but all the other altcoins and everything in that regard. XRP, you know, being a big one as well. So I feel as if it's a lot of potential for sure.
Thanks, Christian. One more question. What does growth mean to you?
What does growth mean to me? I would say growth means to, you know, taking a chapter out of James Clear, Atomic Habits, is just getting 1% better every single day. You know, it doesn't really have to mean, you know, some exponential growth, you know, kind of like Bitcoin in that example, but kind of like some type of growth to where you're better than the person that you were yesterday. Even if it was just something small of like, I did a cold shower for 3 minutes compared to 2 minutes yesterday. You know, that's growth. That's something that, you know, for me, I would put in my gratitude journal without a doubt. So, and I think just being able to see progress, as Tony Robbins would quote, and to paraphrase, is just like, it's not about like the things that you have, like money, happiness, and all those things. All that stuff definitely feels good. You know, I think money does buy happiness without a doubt, for sure. but I think, you know, being able to see progress is true happiness and true fulfillment in life. Being able to see that I am a better person, a better trader, a better human than I was 2 months ago up until now. You know, that's something that I'm forever grateful for. And when I think of growth, that's what I think about.
Thank you, Christian Wilkerson.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you being here. I definitely appreciate you being here. And thank you, audience.
Thank y'all.
Come grow with us.
Absolutely.